The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Radio's most challenging hour, the Word of Prophecy broadcast, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle, coming your way again with a true prophetic message out of your Holy Bible, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, this message is directly from the greatest source book ever made available to man, your Holy Bible, with revelations from the Holy Ghost. And there's no other source book that can tell you where you are, where you're going, and above all, what you are. And also, it tells you what's wrong with your life, but more wonderfully, God's Word, in your Holy Bible, you can find out how to get things right with God and your fellow man. And I pray today that God would give you ears to hear this true prophetic message sent to you by Holy Ghost anointing right out of the pages of your Holy Bible. We continue the message today entitled, The Point of No Return. And I begin with a scripture found in your Holy Bible in Galatians 6, verses 7 and 8, where God says, Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And of course, what applies to an individual applies also to a group of individuals that compose a nation. Also, the Lord warned about this point of no return, reaching a place where God has to judge us, and there's no way back out of the state of depravity or rebellion that we sometimes and see many of our fellow Americans fall victim to. The Lord said in Numbers 32 and verse 23, if you do so, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sins will find you out. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're living in a nation where the church and the whole nation has departed away from God, away from the Bible, and today the Bible's ridiculed everywhere. That's what's wrong with America. We've turned away from the Word of God, and we've got to realize this nation was built by God Almighty. Other nations are mostly just existing by His long-suffering, but God was even the architect who gave a blueprint to our God-fearing founding fathers who honored God in the Bible, His true word, and they prayed and sought His guidance back in the days of the establishment of this great republic. Back when they were trying to get the Constitution that has survived for over two centuries and from which we derive our personal and religious liberty, there was a long, bitter debate. And during the debate, one of the great, great architects of this nation and of our Constitution arose. His name was Benjamin Franklin. And he says, gentlemen, I've lived a long time and am convinced that God governs in the affairs of men. If a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? I move that prayer, imploring the assistance of heaven be held every morning before we proceed to do business, unquote. With that plea from Benjamin Franklin during that bitter debate at the Constitutional Convention, the motion carried and prayer was offered each day by individual legislators thereafter. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's easy to see our nation has certainly gone into rebellion against the Word of God. The Bible today in the schools of America, it's held in contempt, it's ridiculed. My, I've been in the colleges, universities, Bible schools even, and you find the professors they got in there, women and men in both, that sit on the corner of the desk and ridicule the Bible and speak up in favor of evolution and all kind of old legendary beliefs that was not created by God Almighty. It just happened from some incident or accident back in history millions of years ago. How utterly foolish that anybody, any American, could look out here, look up in the heavens and see the sun, the moon, the stars, and the seasons, the oceans, and everything that our eye can see, even the human body in its very amazing complexity of construction, and get out here and say, it just happened. No, there had to be an architect that built this nation. It had to be a creator that made these bodies and this world we live on. And ladies and gentlemen, you know what? We're responsible to that architect, and his name was God Almighty, and he has a son called Jesus Christ. Well, we're living in a nation today sick on sin. Immorality and sexual perversion has got us sick right up to our necks. This nation is full of young savages and sex perverts and gluttons and abortionists and drunks and dope addicts and crooks and phony preachers and counterfeit Christians. And most Americans today, they're defiant against the Word of God. They're most rebellious against God and against His Word. And God's going to answer this widespread defiance. And His response is going to be storms and floods and droughts and tornadoes and excessive cold and heat waves, epidemics of incurable diseases, terrorism, hunger, and even famine. God is going to send a visitation upon this land and judge us severely. We have reached the point of no return. I don't believe God's going to utterly destroy the nation, but He's going to break the power of these rebels, these ones that are depraved and dissolute in this nation and defiant against the Word of God. He's going to break them. He's going to destroy most of them. Well, if He don't do it, if He don't judge our society and this old rebellious church of this nation with severity, God, well, with His old catastrophic disasters and divine judgments, He's going to have to call back Sodom and Gomorrah and apologize to them, for we've got more sex perverts and sodomites and all kind of fornicators and adulterers and criminals in this nation than Sodom and Gomorrah ever thought about having. Well, when we look around here and wonder, is there a cure for our spiritual dissoluteness and moral depravity? Well, there's a lot of hope, ladies and gentlemen, for the Bible says in Psalm 107, verse 20, because people rebelled against the Word of God, He brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord, and He sent His Word to heal them and to deliver them from their destructions. It's through the Word of God. And, of course, as the great prophet of God forecast prophetically several centuries ago, as through the Spirit of God, He looked down upon this age in which we're living that would be epitomized by spiritual blindness and rebellion against the Word of God in the church, out of the church, and everywhere else. The Lord said in 2 Chronicles 7, verses 13 and 14, He said, if I send a pestilence upon that land, or if I send locusts to devour the land, or if I send famine among my people, if my people, God says, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, that's repent, I'll hear them from heaven, I'll forgive their sin, and I'll heal their land. Well, there is a cure, but we must find it quickly, for the sands are falling out through the hourglass, and there's not much time left, and God has told us in His Word that unless we get rid of our sins will get rid of us. And there's a lot of corroboration of this fact in the prophetic scriptures of our Holy Bible that the Lord predicts what He will do. In the prophet Ezekiel's prophecy concerning our day, chapter 14, beginning in verse 13, he said the word of the Lord came to him and said, Son of man, when a land, the land, that's us or anybody, sinneth against me by transgressing grievously, excessively, that is, I'll stretch out my hand upon it and break the staff of bread and send famine upon it and cut off man and beast. Or he says, if this doesn't solve the problem, I'll send a sword upon it and I'll cut off man and beast in that manner. And if that doesn't work, he says, I'll send a pestilence upon that land and pour out my fury and blood. Pestilence, that's incurable epidemics of disease. Another great prophet through the Spirit of God, and that was Moses, a great man of God back centuries ago. He made this great prognostication of any nation that would wander away and rebel against God, especially after God built the nation. See, God built this nation like he built Israel, the great nation that we study so much about in the history of the Word of God. All right, God said in Leviticus, the 26th chapter and verse 15, he said, if you will not hearken unto me and do all these commandments, I will even appoint over you terror and consumption and a burning ague that shall consume your eyes and give you sorrow of heart. And if you'll not hearken to me for this, I'll punish you seven times more for your sins. I'll break the pride of your power. I'll make your heaven as iron. I'll make your earth as brass. And he goes on and says, your strength will be spent in vain, and your land shall not yield her increase, nor your trees her fruit. Well, are these judgments going to come upon this nation because we're not going to repent? We're not going to even acknowledge God in our thoughts and in our efforts here to counter these threats of divine judgment? Well, ladies and gentlemen, if God's people alone would turn back and get the fear of God in them and humble their hearts and seek God's face and turn from their evil ways, God said that he'd hear from heaven and he'd forgive our sins and he'd heal this land of ours. Well, there's not enough of fear of God in this nation. And ladies and gentlemen, we need the fear of God to fall back again upon us. The Bible says in Romans 3:18, there is no fear of God before our eyes. Isn't that pitiful? Well, why do we need the fear of God? Because the definition of the fear of God is Proverbs 8 and verse 13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance, seeing the evil way in the froward mouth, do I hate. See, when you fear God. Well, God's blessed us here in this great nation for over two centuries. And when our people are becoming depraved and defiant, and God's recorded his threats and put them in this prophetic scriptures of our Holy Bible. He's been our benefactor. He's the creator. He's the one that built this great nation. And he says prophetically in Jeremiah 12:17, he said, if any nation will not hearken to my voice any longer and rebel, I will destroy that nation, saith the Lord. Well, ladies and gentlemen, our nation needs wise fathers and mothers and ministers to pray and turn this nation back to God, because most parents and preachers today are unwise and careless and driven to pleasure seeking. And ladies and gentlemen, the God of our nation has become pleasure and the quest of money. And I pray that God will deal with hearts all over this nation through these messages. For the Bible said that God has sent his word to heal us, and the truth will make us free if we'll believe it and act upon it, says our Lord Jesus Christ. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, I pray that I ask you to hear the prayer of thy servant and the heart cry of every backslider and sinner and every Christian that's convicted of their sins and their worldliness and idolatry, their evil habits, their unclean and impure ways and thoughts. Lord, you'll hear them, and they'll cry out and ask you for mercy and grace and turn to you and repent and give up them sins and evil thoughts and habits, then turn to you for your mercy. We ask it in Jesus' name, and amen. This is Brother Ray Pringle, ladies and gentlemen, and you've heard another true prophetic message on the Word of Prophecy broadcast. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. These messages need to prevail and go out across this nation as we are on these broadcasts all over this nation, day and night. And I pray that you'll stand with me with your faithful support, and you'll mail me a generous offering that we can continue these great messages out here beaming across this nation of ours, reaching those that have turned away from God to shepherd them back to old-fashioned repentance and to divine favor. Write me to Brother Ray Pringle, Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207, and may God bless you until the next broadcast, my beloved.